And a good afternoon to you. Robert Jones filling in for Pastor Barton here today on prayer time, or drive time, excuse me, drive time. Hope that you've had a good day. Boy, it has been a busy one today. It's been a great one. I do know that, but didn't go exactly as planned today, but the Lord knows and doeth all things well. And so we're grateful for all that the Lord is doing. Appreciate each and every one that's with us. And it's a joy to come to you on this Thursday, May the 28th. Is it the 28th day of May? Oh, yeah, about that, huh? Well, that's all right. And this month is slipping away. January, June is right around the corner here real quickly. Well, AM 720 WGCR is being sponsored by Larry and Alicia Henson. They do this in honor of the retirement of Pastor Dwight Banks and Mrs. Mary Frances Banks. They spent 40 years at Bible Baptist Church in Waynesville. Also in honor of their new pastor, David Reed, and his wife, Charmin. And we appreciate the Hensons for doing that, and appreciate the Henson family, by the way. And thank you for honoring Pastor Dwight Banks and his wife, and of course your new pastor, David Reed, and his wife. And thank you for doing that, and also thank you for helping us at AM 720. FM 94.9 in the Anchor Baptist Broadcasting Network is being sponsored by the Providence Missionary Baptist Church in Jasonville, Indiana. They do this in honor of the Lord, and I appreciate the Providence Missionary Baptist Church all the way in Jason, Indiana, and appreciate the folks there for standing with us on our webcasting, which is WGCR.net, the preaching, music, and the video channel, along with our FM dial. Well, happy birthday today goes out to Hannah Pridmore, Doris West, and Wyatt Bracken, 5 years old today. That's a big one, isn't it? Pray that y'all have a blessed day from the staff and management of WGCR. Well, we've had a good day weather-wise, sunshine and rain all here today, and a lot of rain in some areas, and let's see, did we make it up to 75? 76 degrees was our high for the day, and then also, I hit my button here, there we go, and we started out pretty mild here today. We're at 77 at the Asheville Regional Airport. And it looks like we're going to cool off to about 60 degrees tonight, maybe a small chance of rain. And Friday and Saturday, well, looks like a 40 to a 70% chance of rain tomorrow, 60% Friday night, and 40% there on Saturday. But we'll start clearing out, finally, huh? Maybe a little dry spell heading out to us next week, starting on Saturday night, taking us all the way out. Maybe a chance of rain on Thursday of next week. Not too bad on our temperatures. Mid-70s. Woo, that's going to be nice for the end of May and the 1st of June. And in the mid-50s at night. We'll take it. Taking a look at our radar, and everything's looking pretty good here. Scattered showers here and there, but pretty good form of rain over into Alabama, Tennessee. But that'll probably go north of us. And just some scattered showers in throughout the western North Carolina, upstate of South Carolina, and then also around Shelby here today. Let me say hello to the folks here online. Appreciate everybody that's with us, and we thank you for joining in. And we want to say hello to Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, Ontario, Sumter, South Carolina, and we got a bunch of unknowns, and we appreciate Wyoming being with us here as well. And appreciate y'all tuning in. Appreciate those on the AM side and the FM dial here today. Well, we're going to go, I think this is Brother Locklear. We're going to get him on the line here, calling in and doing a update here today on the Navajo Indian Reservation, and he's going to give us an update of what's going on. We asked him to do that and called him yesterday. And let me see if I can't get him hooked up here, and we'll do that and talk about disaster relief here today. And Brother Gary, you there?
Yes, sir.
Well, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great, brother. Hope you are.
I'm doing wonderful. I can't complain here today, and I'm very grateful for another day that the Lord has given us.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. How you been?
Well, been good. Just catching up on a few things around the house since all the reservations are shut down right now. We're chopping it a bit to get back to work, though, but Lord knows all about that, and I praise God for this opportunity He's given us to get together some relief items to help out the folks there on the Navajo Reservation.
Well, Gary, I would ask that you would give us an update of what's going on the Indian Reservation. Now, I think it was, a couple weeks ago that you come on here and talked to Pastor Barton about the need on the Navajo Indian Reservation. I did not know that the reservation was the size of West Virginia. And when you said that, it sort of blew my mind away. I was like, boy, that's a big section of land. And and of course, they live in very impoverished conditions, which is like that about on all Indian reservations and Native American people. Most of them, not all of them, but most of them don't have a very good, I guess you could say, living situation on a lot of areas. You think about the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, a very poor area of the United States, and others that are just like that. And so with that, they have had an outbreak of the COVID-19 on the Navajo. Do you have any updated numbers of what's going on there with the people of the Navajo?
Yes, sir. Their latest post, they now have 4,842 cases of the virus with 158 deaths. And it's my understanding that they still are the highest infected area in the United States today per capita.
Okay, and on that, Gary, what does, I guess, an update of what you've done so far? We've had folks that's raised money to help the Navajo Indian Reservation and the fine folks that are on these reservations. What has been taking place?
Well, brother, I talked with some missionaries today, and there are some other groups that are helping out. Let me say first that they did make mention that they were short on toiletries, hygiene items, hand sanitizers, and masks, which we know a lot of those items are very, very difficult to come by. But we have quite a few churches now that are coming together to help us get a load of food boxes shipped out to the reservation. The Lord blessed. We were able last week to purchase a tractor trailer load of bottled water. We purchased it through the Walmart there in Gallup, New Mexico, and it was sort of the centralized area for the missionaries. And there's 11 missionaries there on this reservation that I'm working with. And now they're spread out. They're scattered throughout Arizona and New Mexico, and they're anywhere from 60 to 150 miles apart from one another. So they're not close together. But Lord bless, we were able to purchase 20 pallets of bottled water. Each pallet, I think, averaged 60 cases per pallet. And each missionary got two pallets, and so they've been sending me some pictures where they've been taking the bottled water out, and it's just been such a blessing to the people. And you might think, why is the bottled water so important? One of the reasons, brother, is 40% of the people on this reservation have no electricity, no running water in their homes. And so they have to congregate in public areas. They have community pumps where the people go and they draw water to take back home for food, for drinking, for bathing, and that's causing them to congregate, and so that's one of the problems. And so we're trying to get them some bottled water so they don't have to go to these places. They can quarantine home more.
And a lot of folks don't realize that on these Indian reservations, some of these homes, they just have dirt floors. The roofs are pretty rough, but it's hard to fathom right here in America that how few people on these Indian reservations have very little water that's available to get to that. And of course, a lot of these reservations have been shut down, and they're not able to travel a whole lot to get to these areas. Is that what's going on this reservation as well?
It is. It's very difficult. Speaking of the bottled water, again, I read an article today where the average American today uses 88 gallons of water a day, where on the Navajo here, they're averaging 2 and 3 gallons a day. And so quite a difference. But, yeah, they have to travel great distances. I talked with the missionary today and asked him how well he was able to get supplies at their local grocery stores. The ones that are located on the reservations are mostly out of items, so they have to travel at greater distances. He told me for him to go to a grocery store that was pretty well stocked, he would have to drive 4 hours off the reservations to get there from where he lives, and so it's very difficult for them, especially so many of them having no vehicles, no way to drive, and all.
So how are they eating, brother?
How are they eating?
Yes, sir.
I mean, well, they're eating as well as they can. I know, like I said, there's some other groups that are helping with getting some food and bottled water out to them now, and so it is putting a strain on them. And the missionaries that I've talked with, all of them are working diligently to try and help make sure that they have water and food to eat.
Well, what is some of the staple food that you're trying to get for them, and I guess the cost of trying to get that as well? What does it take to do something like that? Let's just take a family, and I know 4 is a low number. I think there's usually like 6 or 8 people that live in these homes, and sometimes more than that. What would it take to feed these folks?
Well, I do know, I talked with Brother Blanton down at the Missions Warehouse, their Anchor Missions Warehouse, today, and he has located some rice and beans, and to go out and pick up for us. He has found 2,000 pounds of white beans, 200 pounds of rice, and I know the cost on that, we're looking at just in fuel, it's going to cost us around $400 just to go down there and pick up this load of beans and rice. But we all can imagine what a family of 4 what it would cost to feed them. And so there is a great need there, and so we're asking our local churches to come together and help us with these food boxes.
And you're getting, we're of course, we're one of the places where folks can drop that off. And so you're asking folks to either donate, which they can go to your website. What's your website for that, brother?
It's nativeministry.org.
Okay. And then, of course, you made mention that you were going to try to get Samaritan's Purse to set up their hospitals. And we had some folks asking about that. And I guess give us an update of what's going on with that, if you don't mind.
Well, I did call Will Graham, which is Franklin Graham's son, and he got with Samaritan's Purse, and they made contact with the tribe. At present, the tribe feels like they're reaching a curve in the virus, and so at present, they're not asking them to set up a mobile hospital, but they are staying in contact with one another. And if they do need to do that in the near future.
And of course, if they get the COVID, if I'm understanding this right, they're sending these patients to a hotel room, and a lot of them are going on ventilators in a hotel room, which is not all that sanitary anyways. Is that how that's going on?
Yes, sir. The tribe has rented 4 motels there in Gallup, New Mexico, and there are some doctors that are going around to the motel rooms that are treating patients. And like you said, some of them are on ventilators inside motel room. I can't fathom that, brother. You know, it's bad enough for somebody to be on one of those in a hospital, and it's very difficult for somebody to come off of one of those. But I can't imagine this kind of medical work going on in a motel room.
No, it's...
That's been one of their problems, is the lack of good Medicare.
And that's true on any reservation that's out there. It is very difficult for them because they're already hindered by a lot that's going on with that. And so they struggle on the get-go. Add a virus on top of that. They're not really well equipped for this. And most of them just have clinics, not a whole lot of hospitals. So they're really crippled before they even start in a lot of these reservations.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Very, very primitive reservation. I encourage the listening public, you know, you don't have to take our word for all of this, you know, when this virus is passed.
Right.
Just out of curiosity, it'd be worth it for you just to drive out and visit some of these Western reservations and just really see the condition that our native people live in.
Yeah, it's you don't have to travel across the seas to see a third world country. You can see that in our own 50 states of the U.S. I mean, and it's no problem to do that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, Brother Gary, what some of the things that you can need? Just list them, and or even tell them how they can give to help with the Navajo Indian Reservation there in that area.
Well, brother, we have a account there on our website where you can give on our website, and also Anchor has an account set up there where they can give to Anchor. They can mail it in to the Native American Mission Fund Ministries or at Anchor Baptist Missions and donate that way. They can donate food boxes. I have a list of recommended items that's on my May prayer letter. That's located on my website as well. And you can just add anything to that list there that you would like. We have a deadline. We're hoping by June 8th to have a full tractor trailer load ready to ship out. And so that's our prayer. That's what we've been praying for. And so if anyone has any questions, they'd like to call and talk with me directly, my phone number is 828-606-5011.
And, Brother, can you give us your website, if you don't mind?
Yes, sir. It's nativeministry.org.
All righty, Brother. Well, we'll point people to the website, hopefully get them to go in there. And, again, you say you have a list on your website of things that you could use?
Yes, sir. It's listed on my May prayer letter.
Okay. And so it's on your prayer letter's on your website, and then they can look on that and get it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get that. Maybe read over it here in just a moment. Well, Brother, I want to say thank you for coming on today.
Well, thank you, Brother Jones, for having us.
All right. And appreciate your love for the Native American people. I know you do, and you work all over the U.S. and trying to get. And there's many other villages that are probably out there, but right now this seems to be the hot spot on the Native American people out there.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, Brother, we're going to let you go. I appreciate you coming on. And again, that's Native. Give us that website one more time, Brother.
Nativeministry.org.
All right. All right. Well, Brother, we sure do appreciate you.
Thank you, Brother.
All right. God bless you, Brother. All right. Well, Native Ministries and .org. And so we appreciate that and what the Lord is doing through Brother Locklear and on the Native American people. And God has used him through the years, but there is a great need right now. And if you'll go to nativeministries.org, and you can go there and see of his website. There's a place right there to when you bring it up, it will automatically bring a box up that if you want to give, you can. And so I appreciate Brother Gary there reaching out. And again, you can call us if you'd like to pledge to the Native Ministry Fund. You can do that here and say, hey, I'm going to send in a check. And every dime that you give, that's what we do. If you give a dollar to ministries, $1 goes to that. And there is a great need there on the Navajo Indian Reservation. And he has put out his prayer letter out there. And if you'd like to read that prayer letter, it will give you a list of some things that they're looking for and some ways that you can help to for the Navajo Indian Reservation there in New Mexico and the surrounding areas. And so we are praying for them and praying God will touch them and to supply the needs. And again, y'all have been an instrumental part of doing that, not only there with the Native American people, but there's still a great need all across the way. We're working in Venezuela. God is doing a great work down there. And then also we're working into Bolivia and South America. I would ask that you would pray for the folks in Bolivia. It is becoming a major, major hotspot right now in that area. Chile is really having some hard times. A lot of rioting going on in these areas, and they're running out of things. They're not able to get things to them. And so would you remember Chile? And of course, we've got a missionary down there that's on the board. He's not down there, but he works. Got a work going on down there, Brother Robertson. And so I would ask that you'd pray about that work as well. And then also we are working down into Bolivia with, of course, Eden is down there. And of course, Robert Murray is down there doing a great work. And God has really opened up some unique doors down there in Bolivia, and of course Santa Cruz and these areas. And so we're asked that you'd remember that. And then I got an email today, or a correspondence today, from Brother Sam Koala in India. And of course we're working there in Sicilia, I believe is how you would say that, and we're working in those areas as well. And he sent out a thing. I put it to, sent it to Daniel and Kim to put it on our social media site. I do not know if they've done that yet, but if not, they will here in the near future. And they are having a great feeding program in India, and there's still a great need. They're still on lockdown in India, and God has given Sam Koala favor to be able to move around, be able to get some things there. And of course, y'all are helping to do that with they're buying rice. They're able to put some vegetables and some things that they eat in India. And then, of course, I saw today where they had a big feeding distribution in one area, and they cook rice in a big old pot. Hopefully these will end up on our Facebook page and on Change the World, and so where you can go see these pictures of the big feeding they got going on, and they're feeding these folks as they're coming through in these areas, giving them a hot meal. And for a lot of them, this is probably very one of the few hot meals they get during the week, just for the fact that people are not able to work, they're not able to get out and to get the needs that they have. So would you remember, of course, the work going on in India and with Sam? And then appreciate y'all praying for Brother Akbar. And Brother Akbar was able to get home, and he was able to get there safely. God opened up the door, got a charter flight back into them. And so we're working with Akbar and feeding numerous, numerous families there in Pakistan and doing a great work there. And so we appreciate how God's continuing to meet the needs there. And then, of course, in the Philippines, there's many feeding programs going on in the Philippines. I think I heard Pastor say he got to talk to Timothy Owen. I just heard parts of that, but Timothy Owen there on the island, and then of course others, Vanny and Salvador and many other Filipino pastors are doing food distributions in the Philippines, and it takes a lot of money to meet that need each and every week. And tomorrow there will be, of course, all the money will go out to for all these feeding programs and the $1,000 that it takes to do that. And so we're asking folks, if you would like to be a part of that, and I know many of you have, and I know many has given money to this every week, and we're very humbled but very grateful for the generosity of those that have tried to reach out to these folks with your financial contribution and allowing and empowering these folks and all these communities to help feed all these people. And it's just touching, really, and about all that the Lord is doing. And then, of course, here in the Navajo Indian Reservation, let me give you some recommendations that Brother Gary Locklear is asking for the folks right here on our own land of the Indian Reservation. They're asking for some non-perishable foods. In other words, some resealable meat packets or canned meats. Rice is a big thing on these Indian reservation. Cooking flour or self-rising flour or flour itself. Powdered milk is a big thing. Also pinto beans, lima beans. The ramen noodles, which you can just heat water, then pour, put the noodles in, and then there's a seasoned packet goes into that. Children love those things, and matter of fact, I was somewhere the other day and saw some folks eating those. They smelled pretty good when they had them. And, Roman noodles, beef jerky sticks, like Slim Jims. This is stuff for like protein, something with some carbs in it, things that will sustain. Then also fruit snacks, like roll-up fruit snacks is a very big thing. Something, a quick snack for a child. And then also peanut butter and jelly is, of course, peanut butter and jelly. I don't know who, not very few people who don't like peanut butter and jelly. But you can put that on bread or on a wrap or on crackers or something of that nature. And, of course, peanut butter is a very good protein-based substance. Jelly is got, you know, it's got some energy in it. Also canned vegetables, green beans, carrots, corn, things of that nature is a needed thing. Coffee for these folks, sugar, salt and pepper, face mask, paper towels, toilet paper, hand soap. Read something today. A lot of folks are buying antibacterial hand soap, which is not bad. I think it's good. We got it in our house. But just any soap will work, okay? And somebody says, well, I can't find no antibacterial. Well, let me just tell you, hot water and soap goes a long ways, okay? So hand soap is a good thing. Disinfectant wipes to be able to wipe down all your stuff of that nature. Hand sanitizers. And also, Brother Gary Locklear says vitamins for adults and children. And that is a really good thing, especially on the res out there, on really any res. Their immune system's already compromised on a lot of these reservations. They get sick very easily, and it's just because of their condition that they live in. It's not very sanitary. There's a lot of things that go, you know, in these reservations. And when I say you can go to about a third world country on these Indian reservations, you really do. And it would probably shock a lot of folks if they knew on some of these Indian reservations how poorly that some of these folks live. Then also they could use toothbrushes and toothpaste. Depends for adults. Baby supplies, like diapers, mainly sizes 4 to 6, and baby wipes would be good. And again, if you'd like to send out any of this or bring it to us, you can drop it off here at the warehouse of any of these items, or you can donate to the mission nativeministries.org, and they got a given part of that to where you can give. And if you'd like to help with these food boxes to help the Navajo Indian Reservation over into the New Mexico area and about the size of West Virginia. The Navajo has right under 300,000 members, with 178,000 of those living on these reservations. And of course, if you get the virus in these reservations, it usually runs very rapid through this, and that's what we're finding out on the Indian reservation of this. And with that, there's over 4,000 infected cases, over 140 deaths on these reservations, and most of them live without power. and most of them don't have drinking water as well, and they just use what they can on these reservations. And they are under a curfew there on the villages from 8 p.m. in the evening till 5 a.m. during the work days, and 8 p.m. Friday through 5 a.m. on Monday. So from Friday night till Monday, the res is on complete lockdown over the weekend. And most of the churches are meeting on Friday during the day because of the shutdown. So pray for these 11 missionaries. On his prayer letter, he says there's 10. I think today he says he's working with 11. I appreciate the water that was got on the res yesterday. It'll be a big help to these folks there and getting this water to these folks. So pray for the Navajo Indian Reservation, if you don't mind. Pray for the needs generally, just all around the world. And then also, would you pray for our nation? I don't know if I can say it enough. Seems like a broken record. But may I say, we need to pray for our country, pray for our land, pray for our president, all those in leadership position. But may I say, we need God to touch our land. And I'm going to say he has, and he's continuing to do so. His mercy has definitely been upon the U.S. It possibly could have been a whole lot worse than it is right now. But I appreciate God's mercy and all that he's doing. But in the midst of all this, God is still doing some great things. And he just amazes me in the providential hand of God and how he continues to meet the needs of so many folks here around the area. And so if you'd like to help with the Navajo Indian Reservation and Native American people, you can call us 884-9427 or go to nativeministries.org, and you can give there on his website as well. Or you can mail him a check or funds there to Native American Missions, and you can do that here by sending it to 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest. And just make sure if you send a check that you mark it Native American people or Navajo work, and every bit that you give will go to the Native Ministries there with Brother Gary Locklear. Boy, our heart breaks. We're really blessed here where we live, aren't we? And when you look around at what we have and how God sure has been good to us through the midst of all this, it just boggles my mind. Well, for North Carolina, I was reading the updated totals, and today, as of today, there has been 25,412 lab-confirmed cases of COVID in our state. That's up from 24,628. Somebody asked, said, boy, those numbers seems like they're really growing each day. Well, you would expect that with more testing would bring more results. But it doesn't mean I'm making light of that. It shows you that it is there. And with that, there's 708 hospitalized patients through the state of North Carolina. Nursing homes, assisted living, facilities like that seem to still be a hotbed. It seems like they're getting better, but it still seems to be a hotbed here in through our area. And then also gatherings and things of that nature. So be very careful as you go out and make sure you protect yourself. And I catch myself doing it. I want to itch my eye. I don't know why my eye itches all the time, but I guess it's a self-conscious thing. And they say you touch your face 3,000 times a day, unknowingly. That's how many times you touch your face a day. So sneezing in a handkerchief or your elbow, make sure if you're going to have to wipe your eye, use a handkerchief and do it like that. And so please be careful here today. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask God to help us here this evening. And appreciate Pastor Barton. And he should be back here on Monday. And, of course, he made it known that he was going to be out today and tomorrow. And we are asking God to touch him in a most definite way, and that the Lord would touch his body and that everything will work the way that it needs to, okay? And of course, we'll be having food distribution again on Saturday from 9 to 1. Food distribution again from 9 to 1 at the warehouse. Had food distribution here today. And I appreciate all the labor that went on down at the warehouse. Appreciate 4412 and the kind words here, and appreciate that here every day. 4412 texts in and we appreciate him or her a great deal. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, we come to you with thankful hearts. And Lord, we come to you also with a adoration to you and you alone. And Lord, as we come to you today, Lord, we ask that you would just touch the hearts of your people. Lord, we need you. No doubt this world needs you. And Lord, we do ask and we do admit that we need you to heal our land. God, I want to say thank you for the mercy that you have bestowed across our country here in these days. Seems like it's been a long, almost 2 to 3 months. But Lord, I do have to say that your providential hand in the midst of all this has been amazing to watch. And Lord, you've been working. Lord, we have seen you each week through your people meet the needs of hundreds upon hundreds of homes and families across the world to meet needs of those that cannot help themselves. Lord, we do not play on emotions, but Lord, we ask on that of a complete obedience to your call. Lord, we thank you for those that have obeyed you to help facilitate the need of the feeding program, not only here locally, here in our town, our community, and our counties, and our neighboring counties, and God, on how you have met need after need of putting groceries in the homes of our people right here locally in the surrounding communities. And Lord, we thank you for meeting the needs of families, of folks that we have never seen before. But you, Lord, we've got folks that are got a heart to reach others, to minister to the needs of family and children. Thank you, God. But the need is still great. And so, Lord, we're asking you to continue to meet the needs of these families. Now, Lord, I pray that you'd bless the hearts of your people that are listening, that are watching. Thank you for those. Now, Lord, I pray you bless each home, each family, each individual, each community, and meet their needs financially, emotionally, but most of all spiritually. And for that one that is lost, oh God, would you touch that soul and draw them unto you. And Lord, that they'd be in need and realize they're in need of salvation through you and you alone. Now, Lord, we do love you. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, and we do adore you. And we ask this in the name which is above every name, that is at the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, we're going to go out with SRN News here today, and Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow. I'll try to get a hold of another missionary and see if we can't get an update tomorrow. I've got somebody on my heart that I'm going to call and see if they'd be willing to do that and give us the updates of what's going on in their community and what God is doing in these areas as well. And so, Lord, we'll be back here tomorrow around 5:15. God bless you is our prayer.